Kitten Perak Alf Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mirakim LeMizrach VeRakim KeMizrach. Rabbi Yehuda says that Medina Sayam is to the east of Rekem, and Rekem itself is like the east as well, the Inyan Gitten. The Rav says it's Nidona KeMizrach HaOlam VeLo KeEretz Yisrael. But there's one direction the Mishnah actually doesn't speak about, Taisyanta brings, is the west. And that's because everybody knows that the Yama Gadol, the Mediterranean, is the western border of Eretz Yisrael. And he brings the Baal Kaftor Perach that writes that Rekem is the most northeast point of Eretz Yisrael. Me Ashkelon Nadarim Ba'Ashkelon Kadarim, to the south of Ashkelon. And Ashkelon itself is like the south. It's not like Eretz Yisrael. And me Akko Litzafoin Ba'Akko Kitzafoin. And to the north of Akko, and Akko itself is like the north. So Ashkelon is the most southwest part of Eretz Yisrael. And that's really the marker for the south. And Akko, which is like the northeast point. The only point that's not mentioned is the southeast. And he says that maybe it's coming to Mefarsim that it's Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea. That's the southeast portion. Now, it sounds like these cities are not part of Eretz Yisrael. Taisyanta focuses on Ashkelon, because in Sefer Yoshua, it seems that it's from Eretz Yisrael. And the Sifri in Parshas Ekev considers Ashkelon part of the Kivush Ole Bavo. When they came from Bavel to come and conquer Eretz Yisrael, anything that they conquered was Kitsha La'asod Lavo and is a din of Eretz Yisrael, and that's what we go like we brought in the past. And Ashkelon was Mikivush Ole Bavel. And Taisyantiv says, maybe we'd say like we said, like Taisus says before, by Rekem, that really Enochanami, it is part of Eretz Yisrael, but they gave it a din of Medina Sayam because it's like so far out in the boondocks, as we say, that they gave it a din of outside of Eretz Yisrael in Yen Gittin. Because you're not going to have Sharos Mitzuyas, and they're not going to be Bikin Lishma, because they're not close to the Batei Dinim, the Batei Midrashim. Also, he brings the Ran, says that Ashkelon, even though it was part of Kibush Oli Bavel, the whole thing wasn't just a small portion of it, Parshas Drachim, and therefore it is Lamaisa Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Meir, Aymer, Akko ke Eretz Yisrael le Gittin. Rabbi Meir, though, says that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Gittin. Now, Akko itself, interestingly enough, was split into two halves. So Melecha Shlomo says, similar to the way we've been saying with Taisus, that even the bottom half of Akko, which by the way had a din of Eretz Yisrael, the top half of Akko did not, but even the bottom half, since it's so far out, it would have the same dinim, as we said, by Rekem and Ashkelon as well. And therefore you'd have to say, even in the south part of Akko.